Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. It's Ask Me Anything, and every single phone line is full. So we've got lots of questions, and they've been screened, so I know they're great questions coming up this hour. We're going to have a lot of fun with Joe Heschmeyer. Joe, of course, apologist here at Catholic Answers, also the podcaster behind Shameless Popery, which is just killing out there. People love Shameless Popery and what the work that Joe does. Hang on for a very, very, very fine hour. Now, we will do a little bit of fundraising this hour because we are in the fourth hour of our 6 hours that we do each quarter of Pledge Drive. And what we do is we ask you to support us for the coming 3 months. And it's always worked for the last 30 years. It has always worked. People have been so generous to us. I got to say, in the last few minutes, I have seen really extraordinary generosity. So we are going to reset and do all of that. But I want to, let's just celebrate for a minute. We had a $20,000 match last hour. And Joe, we blew right past that in the last few minutes of
it was a buzzer beater, but it happened. And so I'm very happy about that. Hey, I know we are raising money right now, but I also know we exist for the salvation of souls and that this is a spiritual apostolate. So I want to, if everyone could just take a moment, someone on the YouTube chat said, I can't donate today, but if I can, I'd like to ask for an Our Father to be prayed for myself and my family. Things are challenging right now and we can use all the help we can get. So please, if you could donate an Our Father to that person, I don't even know their name, that would be tremendously helpful. And then once you do that, you can write us all the checks you would like.
Yes. An Our Father and a check will be your your sacrifice for today. A lot of times folks do ask for prayers here. We're always delighted. We take that very, very seriously. And Joe, it is one of the cool things about working here is the listeners take it seriously. Like in a minute, if someone asks for prayers, you'll see a bunch of people posting, I prayed for you, I'm praying for you, I'm all that kind of stuff. So it is really very beautiful. Let me reset.
Yeah, this is tremendous. You know, I shared that somebody gave me scotch and I was very touched by this gift. I don't mean touched in the sense that it affected my ability to function.
But
it
affected your wardrobe choices, clearly. Yeah. Look at what you're wearing today, man.
But the, how much scotch did the guy give you? Spiritual good. But the spiritual good, this is the difference between us. The spiritual good of people praying for us, it really makes a tremendous difference. And I know we're at the tip of the iceberg. You know, we have people who say, we're praying for you, we're praying for your intentions, and it means a lot. And even more people are praying for us and never tell us. And it's great. You guys make this apostolate run through your prayers and through your financial support. And so today, we're asking for your financial support, but we ask every day for your prayers.
Okay, let me tell you where we are. Each hour, we have had a $20,000 match, and that is the case this hour. The deal is, if we can reach that $20,000 match, first of all, we get the whole $20,000. So this is what happens. A donor says, I will be the person who will make the match to you, and I'll give you whatever you raise up to $20,000. So we raise $17,000 this hour, we're going to get a check from this donor for $17,000. We raise $1,000, we're going to get a check for $1,000. We want to use up the whole $20,000 because the other thing that happens, in addition to the match, we figured out that if we meet the match each hour, we're in good shape for the next 3 months. And that's where we would like to be. I would like you to think about this. All told, if you add it all up, something like between $200,000 and $250,000 every 3 months to produce scores and scores and scores of shows with some of the best Catholic apologists in the world and other people as well. You know, we'll have people from you know, healing ministries on. We'll have people from schools on. You know,
I was so relieved you didn't say the best apologists in the world and other people like Joe. So
I was waiting. You just assumed I was going that way.
I thought you were going to go low. And you went high. You keep me guessing.
That did seem like the direction I would go, but no. But that all that content is so much cheaper than a half hour of what it costs them to produce a half hour of CNN. Or it's way, way, way cheap. It's a fraction of what it costs to produce a sitcom for a half hour. And we're producing dozens and dozens and scores of hours of top-notch Catholic media. So here's the deal. We just need your support for the next 3 months. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Everyone who calls, matched up to $20,000. 888-291-8000. 16 of our colleagues are waiting to take your calls. 14 of them are available right now. 888-291-8000. If you are able to make a $500 one-time gift, a $500 one-time gift or more, we have a donor who will match your gift a second time. So that's an extra special bonus to us. So your $500 becomes $1,500 to us because of the two match. Also, if you are a person who says, I can do a monthly pledge, and you can do a monthly pledge of $20 or more, we have another donor who will match the full year of monthly pledges for you another time. So you are tripling your money. So the opportunity, if you can make a $500 one-time gift or a $20 a month monthly pledge, to have your money tripled right now, extraordinary, and lots of lines open. 888-291-8000. I don't want to spend any more time fundraising. I want to let Joe answer questions. I would ask you, please, while Joe is answering questions, to just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Of course, you can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just text the word Catholic to 24365, and it all goes to the same place. 888-291-8000. Off to Kentucky we go. Isaac is in Kentucky, listening on our website, Catholic.com. Hi, Isaac. You got a question for Joe?
Yes, I do. Mr. Heschmeyer, I read your book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, a few months ago. I got it for free from the Catholic Answers donation, and I really enjoyed it. It was a very helpful book, so thank you for that.
I'm happy to hear that.
So my question relates to the nature of the gift of tongues, particularly in the early church. So I hope this isn't too loaded, but I grew up in a very Pentecostal household, right? A very Pentecostal church, and the speaking in tongues receives a lot of emphasis there, right? And the best way I could describe it for those who did not grow up in this environment is it's very sporadic and spur of the moment. You know, if the Holy Spirit, you know, leads the church yeah. in a certain way, you get up to the altar, it just, if you feel it, it wells up within you, and then it just comes out, and it sounds like gibberish to other people, but it's an authentic encounter, right? So the Catholic perspective of tongues is, weirdly enough, something I've not done a lot of digging into, but it seems to be much more ordered. Like, I've heard, like, Catholics and Orthodox say this, that the whole point of tongues is it's just supposed to be the ability to speak in another language, and, you know, like, it's not this, like, really big emotional thing. But I recently read, I just finished the book of Acts for a devotion, and the way the gift of tongues is portrayed seemed to me, when I was reading it, to be very charismatic. It's like the apostles receive the gift, they just do it out of nowhere. Cornelius, when he converts, he just starts speaking in tongues randomly. The people around them think they're crazy, and it doesn't seem ordered or structured like I've seen other traditional Christians say. It seems to be a very charismatic, spur-of-the-moment thing. So I guess my question is, not only what is the Catholic perspective
yeah.
on tongues, but whenever that occurs in the very, very early church, like the very beginning of the church, what does that look like? What is happening there when the book of Acts says that they began to speak in tongues? Like,
beautiful.
What does that look like?
Yes. So this is an area where Catholics agree on one part, and there's disagreement amongst Catholics on another part. So the distinction is sometimes between what's called xenolalia and glossolalia. You don't need to know that part. Basically, what we see very clearly the gift of tongues in the sense of Pentecost, where the apostles have the ability to speak in other people's native language. And in the history of the church, there are times where the Holy Spirit inspires particular people with this gift. It said St. Francis Xavier was able to do this. He could go to a new country and begin preaching the gospel to them immediately. The more controverted issue is the notion of tongues, sometimes called the tongues of angels, based on St. Paul's descriptions in 1 Corinthians, where it appears to be a private prayer language. And one of the indications this might be the case, and I lean towards there being two different gifts, both called tongues, is that in that case, Paul talks explicitly about needing a gift of interpretation. You don't need a gift of interpretation in Acts 2 at Pentecost, because the whole point is they're able to speak to you in your native language. So you wouldn't need an interpreter, whereas whatever's happening in Corinth, you do need an interpreter. So there is a dispute about kind of the types, whether there's two types of tongues or just one. Everyone agrees that the Pentecost type of tongues definitely exists. There's a lot of disagreement about the nature and scope of tongues as a private prayer language, partly because it does seem that many of the purported cases might not be authentic, and also because people are striving for those spiritual gifts in a way that is not a healthy Christian attitude towards it. If you read 1 Corinthians, a lot of what St. Paul is telling them is not like, hey, make sure you're spending all of your time focused on getting the gift of tongues. No, he's very clearly telling them, strive after the gift of charity. Like, this is a gift you should be striving for. But he situates these charismatic gifts in their proper context, which is, as you said, for the building up of the church. The Catechism, in paragraph 2003, says grace is first and foremost the gift of the Spirit who justifies and sanctifies us. But grace also includes the gifts that the Spirit grants to us to associate us with his work, to enable us to collaborate in the salvation of others and in the growth of the body of Christ, the church. So that's just a broad level. Every gift the Holy Spirit gives you, natural, supernatural, etc., is meant to be not just for your own private enjoyment, but for the building up of the body. Since this is Radio Drive, I'd be remiss if I didn't point that out as being pretty relevant. If God has given you blessings where you are materially prosperous, that is not meant just for you. That is meant for the building up of the body of Christ. Just as our ability to communicate effectively is meant not just for us, but for the building up of the body of Christ, which is why we work at Catholic Answers instead of, you know, just working for ourselves. And so then the Catechism is going to break down the different types of ways that the Holy Spirit gives us gifts. There are sacramental graces, gifts proper to the different sacraments. There are furthermore special graces, also called charisms, after the Greek term used by St. Paul, which means favor, gratuitous gift, or benefit. Now then it says this, whatever their character, sometimes it's extraordinary, such as the gift of miracles or of tongues, charisms are oriented towards sanctifying grace and are intended for the common good of the church. They are at the service of charity, which builds up the church. So if people are trying to tap into some gift that they have from God in a way that doesn't build up the church but tears it down, then they are misusing a gift that they were given by God, and that is wrong. In the same way that if God has given you the gift of eloquence and you use it to tear down the church rather than building it up, yeah, you were given a gift by God, but you used it badly. So maybe you do have the gift of tongues, but if you're using it in a way that's destructive, that's not good. Like, you're actually using it in a bad way. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, 7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Whatever gifts you've been given by God, those are for the building up of the church, not just for your own private enjoyment. As he says later when he talks about in Ephesians 4, gifts within the church in terms of kind of roles, he says, and his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So as you consider the gifts God has given you today, I would encourage you to consider, how am I using that for the equipment of the saints, for the work of ministry, and for building up the body of Christ? And if you want an easy, safe, and secure way to do that, I think Si can tell you a couple ways.
First of all, thank you very much for the call. Hey, I can tell you a couple ways, but here's the deal. We've started off slow. We did a little bit at the first hour as well, but I want to remind people where we are. We are in the fourth hour of 6 hours of Pledge Drive. It's the only time we come to you and ask you to financially support this program so we can continue for the next 3 months. Each quarter, we do 6 hours. And as you just heard, Joe taking his time, having a good conversation with people. We're happy to answer questions. We don't want to use the whole hour for fundraising, but we are fundraising this hour. And right now, 16 of our colleagues are sitting by their phones. Only one of them is on the phone. So here's how you can help. You can dial 888-291-8000. Would you please dial 888-291-8000? We've only we've got $17,500 left in our matching funds. So we've got a long way to go. Could you use up some of those matching funds? Could you make a $10 gift, a $50 gift, a $100 gift? If you can make a $500 gift or more, we have a donor who will double match your gift. So just call 888-291-8000 and do that. But every gift is being matched right now. Or maybe you could start a new monthly pledge. If you can start a monthly pledge, $20 or more, your money is tripled too, because there's a second match on that as well. Whichever way you want to do it, 888-291-8000, or as I learned to say from Joe Heschmeyer, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I did good, didn't I? I learned. Yeah. I can learn from you. I can learn. There's three calls on now. 12 lines open. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We are very grateful to those who value what we do here. We do think we give bang for the buck. One of the things Chris Check said yesterday, and Joe, I think you know this, is we're a complete open book. You can look at the books. We've had people call and say, "I'll make a gift. I'd like to see where the money goes." We're an open book. We're doing everything we can with each dollar to reach as many people as we can possibly reach. I'm going to tell you something, Joe. I just looked while you were on that last call. I looked at our donor list for the last hour. One call from the Philippines. One call from Australia. One call from Scotland from Scottish borders. Is that a problem?
It's because I mentioned Scotch. That's why.
Is that what this? Somebody woke up and went, "I'll call." Yes. So we got a call from Scotland. Thank you so much. So it's
like you said, woke. It's like midnight there. They're just like, "All right, time to get up for the day."
It is midnight there. That's what I'm saying. They were sleeping. They heard you say Scotch. They called him it. That was my scenario. Four lines open right now. 888-291-8000. A long way to go to use
up. Hey, speaking of open books, if you give $50, you can get the book, The Apostolate of Courtesy. And if you give $500, you can get Jimmy Akin's book, Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus is the Messiah. And so if you want to open some books besides just our financial records, you can do that and grow in your knowledge of Jesus Christ and how to explain the resurrection to your friends and the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. It's a good time of year to do that.
Just one addition. We'll give you both books at $500. You get $500, you can send you both books. So
you want things matched and doubled. Yeah. You got two books now. What more do we need to do for you?
I'll tell you what, Joe. I like to reward when people call. And when we just asked people to call, they filled up the lines. There's just three lines open right now. So I'm going to let you go back to doing what you like doing.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
All right. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you want to fill up one of those last three lines and get the match, 888-291-8000. But let us go to Nashville, Tennessee, where Joseph is watching on YouTube. Joseph, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question.
I think this might have been a little further south than Nashville.
I don't know what just happened. That was exciting. But I have a feeling we might have lost Joseph from Nashville because that.
I think the world may have lost him. I'm worried for him.
That sounded like we were possibly heading into a James Bond movie, and that was the villain setting the whole thing up. So I can tell you right now, I'm not going back to line two the rest of the day. Line two is dead to me for the rest of the day.
Line two,
don't still point at me like I'm going to line two. I'm not going to it. Suzanne in Virginia, listening on Catholic.com. Go ahead with your question. No, I'm scared of line two. I'm not going back to it. Suzanne, you got a question?
Yes. Hi, thank you. Yeah. First of all,
thank you for having a normal voice.
I love watching. Thank you.
Not being scary.
I love watching any debate you do, Joe. Mr. Hedgehog.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, my question is, I think it was an interview after a debate, or maybe it was your podcast, actually. You talked about how the apologetic against Mormonism, which articulates the fact that he was a polygamist discredits his prophetic, like the fact that he's a prophecy. Prophet. My goodness. It's related to that. The question is, since Jesus came in the New Testament and reestablished the original intention of marriage being between one man and one woman, is it not still, could it not now be useful to point to, okay, after the reestablishment of the original intention for marriage, it is wrong now to practice polygamy? And I guess it just seems so icky. So I just, to me it feels like an apologetic, but I guess it might not be.
You know, I think you're right to see, okay, because there's kind of levels to this and ways of presenting the argument that are more or less persuasive. One of them is just the argument from moral intuition that you've made. There's something that feels really gross about polygamy, and so you can look at that and say, okay, this is a red flag. Now, I think an LDS person would push back and say, well, there's plenty of that in the Old Testament, which is true, but that's not to say God wanted there to be that in the Old Testament. God permitted a lot of wickedness because of the hardness of the people's hearts. He permits a lot of wickedness today, but that doesn't mean he actively desires those bad things. So even the good guys in the Old Testament regularly do things that aren't great. And so the fact that somebody who overall may be a good character does some bad things is not an endorsement. And so you can get into the moral intuition argument. And frankly, when you look at something like the spiritual life of the founder, Joseph Smith, then I think it's perfectly legitimate to say this is not good fruit. Like the test we're supposed to use when someone claims to be a prophet is to look at the spiritual fruit. And here he is seducing teenage girls, telling them that he's married to them, and doing all sorts of gross things. He has promised fidelity to his wife, Emma, and then he breaks this repeatedly and claims God wants him to do it. It's not just like individual human failings. It's using the name of God to justify adultery and sexual predation. Like, those are not good fruits, and that's fine to call out. Second, you can make the theological argument that Jesus, very clearly in Matthew 19, restores and elevates marriage to its original dignity and says as much. He says that Moses permitted divorce because of the hardness of the people's hearts, but he says from the beginning, it was not so. And then he says, what therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. So he is restoring and elevating marriage, and you completely lose that whole arc of salvation. You know, like, just from a narrative perspective, things are moving in one direction, and you have this really incoherent reversal where it's not a strict logical contradiction. It just doesn't make any sense of the story. And in my debate with Jacob Hansen, I referenced Star Wars, when you just have these like weird plot twists, like, oh, look, he's not dead after all. Somehow he survived. Like, that's not convincing. And so the story of the Old Testament to New Testament is narratively tight. It makes sense. The Old Testament points to the New Testament. The Book of Mormon does not read organically like a sequel. It reads like someone basically writing fan fiction about the Bible, where you're just inventing kind of new dimensions to go with it that are not, like, there's no foreshadowing that is then unpacked. You've just kind of, it's like when Disney took over Star Wars and they don't know what to do with the series. But then there's a third way of presenting it, where you're not going off moral intuition and you're not going off of salvation history. You're just making a strict argument from contradiction. And this, in my view, is actually the strongest one, because it doesn't matter your opinions about polygamy. It doesn't matter your view of salvation history. It's just literally two opposite things can't be simultaneously true at the same time in the same manner. In the Book of Mormon, in Jacob 2:24, God is alleged to have said, "Behold, David and Solomon truly had many wives and concubines, which thing was abominable before me, saith the Lord." But then in Doctrines and Covenants 1:32, it says the opposite. It says, "David also received many wives and concubines, and also Solomon and Moses, my servants, as also many others of my servants from the beginning of creation until this time, and in nothing did they sin, save in those things which they received not of me." And then it goes on to specify in the next verse, this is a reference to Bathsheba. So you can simply compare the Book of Mormon with Doctrines and Covenants and say, okay, was it sinful for Solomon to have many wives? Jacob 2:24 explicitly says yes. Doctrines and Covenants 1:32-38 explicitly says no. These cannot both be right. because that's just a straight up black and white contradiction. And so I would present maybe all three prongs of that to say, it isn't just that it's gross to our moral standards today. This is contrary to what God had taught from the beginning. And these are big red flags where there are these contradictions where, and in the context, Doctrines and Covenants 132 is written after Emma catches Joseph Smith cheating on her with a teenage girl. And then he claims to have this revelation from God, ordering Emma not to leave him. And the whole thing, read in that light, is really spiritually dark. And it contradicts not only the Bible, it contradicts the Book of Mormon as well. And those things are worth calling out, both because of what they say in terms of you can't logically affirm this contradiction, and because it shows a spiritual darkness in the founder who claims to be a prophet of God.
Suzanne, got to leave it there. Thank you very much for that. We are going to go into a quick break. Perfect time to call. Lots of folks answered the call. I'll tell you right now, we're down to $15,000 left to match in the match this hour. So it's not great, but it's doable. You know, we had a slow first half. $15,000 in match money left. That's perfect for you. Call. Use up all that match money. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Really having a great time, as I thought we were going to, having a great time with Joe Heschmeyer. Still, all the lines remain full, so plenty of people with questions for Joe. It's Ask Me Anything and on the Catholic faith, and Joe's here to answer those questions. We are also in the fourth hour of our six-hour pledge drive. We do it 6 hours each quarter. We just come to you for part of each hour to ask you for your support. And right now, we've got $15,000 in match money for the next half hour. $15,000 to use up. If you could help us with that, it would be wonderful. You just call 888-291-8000. There's a second match. If you can make a one-time gift of $500 or more, that is matched a second time. So $500 becomes $1,500 to us. 888-291-8000. $15,000 to go in match money this hour. There is a third match if you can make a new monthly pledge. $20 or more per month, you will be matched again. So your money is tripled as well. 888-291-8000. Joe, thank you for continuing, hanging out with us, continuing with us in this fundraising day.
My pleasure.
Did you know we have a special guest in studio with us? Were you aware of that?
I did. As I said, putting the guest in guest is a surprise guest.
Director of development here at Catholic Answers, Christine Venditti. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Cy. Hi, Joe.
First of all, thanks for finding donors who give us this match money.
It is all thanks to the donors. I mean, I just talk to them, but they're the ones that fuel the whole thing. They're amazing.
Yeah, and it has made for a great pledge drive this time. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, and the matches, I just want to say that the donors who have put up our matching challenges, I'm so grateful to them. And the reason that they do this is because they are so excited and have been touched by the work of Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live. And they want to bring other people along with them. So these matching challenges, they say, you know, we'll put these up because we want to excite other people about supporting Catholic Answers. If they haven't supported yet and they're looking for a reason to give, knowing that their gift will be doubled or tripled depending on what they're able to do, it's their way of trying to bring you into something that they have been so blessed by. And I'm so grateful to them for that. And I'm so grateful for all of you who have given so far.
888-291-8000 is how you can call and use up some of that match money. Under 15,000 now. Four lines active. Nine of our colleagues ready to take your calls. Please give them a call. 888-291-8000. Christine, what do you know, like? You go out and you talk to people who give these large sums. What do they think of Joe Heschmeyer? Is he a problem, or are they happy with him?
They love
it could
Joe.
Be both.
They love
yeah,
Joe
some,
Heschmeyer.
She was like, some this way, some that way.
I have had people ask me, you know, about his fashion choices, but
if they need links, I can send them some links if they're looking.
Where you
if
get
they're
this
looking
stuff,
to step up their wardrobe,
just go to the Red Rose Marzipan website. You can get Joe's wardrobe.
But I hear, all of the time they say about Joe, about you, about Trent, about all of our guys, how much they love hearing you all talk to us on the show. People who are just searching. They're searching and they don't know what they're going to get on the other end of this line, maybe when they initially call in, but consistently they get kindness, they get truth, and that really is a reason why people choose to support this program, because they know that it's important to have. And a lot of the people who support us, they themselves were touched by the show. And I don't know if you've all, who's listening, if you've all seen the beautiful video of 100 Lives Changed by Catholic Answers Live. There are stories after stories of people who really, really were helped by this program. And it's, you know, it's you, Cy, it's you, Joe. It's talking to people on the other end who are willing to help and reach them where they're at.
$14,000 now to use up. We are going to let Joe answer calls. Don't worry. We're going to go to the phones. But we've got Christine here with us. And we thought, what a great opportunity to have her come in and make
answer
the pitch,
questions.
So to speak. Oh, she's going to answer? Are you going to answer theological questions?
That would be, instead of an ask me anything, it would be like, wow, she's trying her best type of hour.
I like that branding. Oh, wow, she's trying her best 2 hour show.
888-291-8000. 12 lines open right now. 888-291-8000. People ask me, like, is it hard to go on the air and ask for money and all that? I don't find it hard because I know where the money's going. Now, you ask for big sums of money.
People ask me this question a lot. And people and just, you know, just my friends, and they're like, how do you do this? I'm not asking for money for myself. And so I think that that's where it just becomes easy, because it's really inviting people into the joy of what I see benefiting so many thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands. We reach millions of people.
Yeah.
And inviting people who have been blessed with the ability to support us to join us in that is actually really exciting for me. It's not difficult, because if you are not able to support us financially and you're able to support us with our prayers, that's amazing and we need that. But people who are looking for ways to bless the church and to bless others with what they have, I want to let them know this is an amazing way to do that.
Yeah, yeah. You have a great attitude about it.
Go ahead. I got to say, the thing you just said about the reach, I didn't know how many people Catholic Answers reached. I don't know if the numbers are public on this or not, but I heard how many copies of Trent Horn's book, Why We're Catholic, have been sold. And I was... I mean, it just hadn't, the cumulative number.
We talk about it publicly. We just don't tell Trent, because he's going to want to check for that.
So, he's going to be like, you guys haven't paid me at all for this.
Yeah, just don't mention to Trent that it sold really, really hundreds of thousands of copies of
right,
Trent's.
Which, if hundreds of thousands of people are receiving that book, you have to wonder how many more people have tuned into the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like you hear hundreds of thousands, over a million, et cetera. And those numbers can sound flimsy, but then you actually do the math and you're like, no, that actually kind of checks out. That seems like it might be right. And this is an incredibly inexpensive way to reach that many people in what I hope is a profound way. We talk about marzipan and sometimes theology.
Let's do that. Let's talk about a little bit of theology. You want to hang around with us for a minute,
sure,
or you got to go? 888-291-8000. You were going to go, but you're like, sure, absolutely.
No, I'm here. I'm good.
888-291-8000. Go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or real easy, just text the word Catholic to 24365. We've got $14,000 of match money to use up. We're going to let Joe answer a question now, and then I'll come back and let you know if the line's filled up. 888-291-8000. Joseph in Nashville, Tennessee. We had a tough connection before. Welcome back. You got a question for Joe?
Yes, I do. And by the way, nobody's telling me to say this. I've worked as a missionary full-time and part-time over the last 10 years, and there is no greater set of resources that I have ever used in reaching college students, young adults, people overseas than Catholic Answers. That's why my wife and I donate so much.
Glory,
that's why we share our resources with people. Heck, I even check your jobs for it because I know one day you'll need a data analyst and I'm going to be the first one to apply for it.
I don't even know what that is, but I feel like we need one, Joseph. I feel like we need one now.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for that. What a beautiful testimony. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So my question actually refers to Joe's recent debate with Doug Wilson. There was one point in Counters where you had mentioned, I guess, two Zechariahs in the Old Testament, and Doug responded, that sounds like a problem. And I knew that that was something significant in the debate, but I didn't understand the context. So I just wanted understanding.
Doug and I were on our own wavelength right there, and nobody else knew what we were talking about. But I'm happy to get a chance to explain it because, yeah, we were just completely geeking out. But it's a really important point. So one of the arguments I've heard Doug Wilson make before, he made it sort of in the debate, and he's made it elsewhere, and a lot of Protestants will make this argument, goes like this. In Matthew 23, 34 to 36, Jesus says that they will be responsible for the blood of innocent Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. And that seems on the surface to be two random names. It's like, okay, well, Abel's clearly the first person martyred, but Zechariah is not the last person chronologically. And so some clever Protestants said, no, what Jesus is doing here is he's endorsing the modern Jewish Old Testament. Because in the modern Jewish Old Testament, the order of books ends with 2 Chronicles. And so the last person, not in chronological order, but in order of the way the books appear in the Jewish Bible, would be Zechariah. And so it's from A to Z, from Abel to Zechariah. And so, therefore, Jesus must be endorsing this Protestant/Jewish Old Testament. Now, this argument doesn't work for a lot of reasons. It's, like I said, it's very clever. I really admire the argument in one sense, other than it being very blatantly wrong. And the reason it's wrong is because Jesus tells us which Zechariah he's talking about. He's talking about the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah. That is the Zechariah for whom the book of Zechariah is named. Zechariah 1:1 points out that he is the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. The Zechariah in 2 Chronicles is a completely different guy. And it's not an insignificant detail. Different century, different guy, different job. And he is the son of Jehoiada. And in fact, if you read 2 Chronicles 24, this matters a lot because the king kills his old priest's son. And it says, thus Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada, Zechariah's father, had shown him, but killed his son. And so it's like to suggest that Jesus was trying to refer to Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, you'd have to say Jesus got the Old Testament wrong. Like he got the wrong Zechariah and then specified that he meant the wrong one, which would be like, hey, your name's Joseph and my name's Joseph. And if Psy couldn't tell us apart, that'd be a problem. But it's a bigger problem if Psy was like, you know, the inspired slash the second person of the Trinity. Like, it raises these huge issues. So this thing that's supposed to kind of prove the Protestant Old Testament doesn't work at all. There are other problems with it as well. For example, the order of the books as they appear in the Jewish Old Testament was not settled in the first century. The books themselves weren't settled, but we know for a fact from later sources that it's really only in the Middle Ages that the existing, like the Jewish Old Testament as it appears now, is not in the same order as it was in the days of the Babylonian Talmud. And the Babylonian Talmud is creating an order where there hadn't been one, because in Jesus's day, the books exist on independent scrolls. So the whole argument doesn't work. If you want to know what's actually happening in Matthew 23, the best argument is that Abel is killed in the wilderness and Zechariah is killed at the altar. So it's from the furthest to the innermost parts. So there is this from A to Z sort of dimension, but not in terms of chronological or canonical order, but in terms of location, like from the farthest away from the altar to the nearest to the altar, you have this pattern of killing the righteous ones. That's what Jesus is calling out. So that's what was happening. And so I pointed out in that debate that he had the wrong Zechariah, and I think he kind of realized, oh, yeah, that would be a problem for the argument.
Joseph, I'm going to say thank you, because I've got to come back to folks and let them know that we are a bit stalled here, but we've got 20 minutes left in the program. We need your help to use up our $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Every gift matched now, $14,000 left on that. So you make a $100 gift right now, it's $200. You make a $200 gift, it's $400 to us. There are two other matches. A $500 gift is double matched. So we have someone who will, in addition to the original $20,000 match for the hour, they'll make a second match of any gift of $500 or more given this hour. 888-291-8000. There's another match as well. Everybody who gives a monthly pledge, all of that entire monthly pledge is getting matched, but it'll be double matched if it's $20 or more by another donor who will do that. So please pick up the phone and call. We've got 12 lines open right now. We really are in need of your help. 15 minutes to go in our time with you, and more like $14,000 to go. 888-291-8000.
And side, people know they can text too. If you don't want to pick up the phones, if you're more like a let me just kind of do this on my own, you can text Catholic to 24365. It'll send you a link to a form. You can go ahead and donate that way, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I don't know if everyone knows this, but you can give, if you've got a Venmo balance in your Venmo account, you can give through Venmo.
Will that go towards the match?
That's too? On the phone. That'll go towards the match. Sometimes I forget. I have a little bit of a Venmo balance sitting there. So if that's you and you check your balance and you're like, oh, you know, I could send this in. Go ahead and do that. But we also need those larger gifts. And that when those gifts are double matched, that goes a really long way towards us getting the full matching amount. So if you're able to do that, we would so greatly appreciate it. Like Joe was saying, this is a very efficient way to reach so many souls. And when you reach one soul, you don't know what the effects of that's going to be. That person may convert their entire family. They may convert their entire community. And that's possible because of your support. So please do. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Three folks called. That means 10 lines open. That's a lot of lines open with just 15 minutes left in the show. And we're under $14,000 to raise now, so it's quite doable. If you are an especially blessed person who can do a $500 gift, maybe a $1,000 gift, we've had one woman, Judy from Nevada, earlier today was able to make a $5,000 gift. That's an extraordinary amount of generosity, but it will help us. It will very much help us, and it will be double matched right now. We've got plenty of money left in the match to do that. 888-291-8000.
You can also mail in a check if you want to call and
the old timey way.
Yes,
you can. Can you still do that?
You can
get
still
a stamp
do it.
And mail in a check.
We'll send you a stamp if you want us to. So you just call and let someone know that you'll send that in, and we'll count it towards the match.
Christine, not
what about commodities? Like if they have wheat, can they donate wheat?
Gift of finest wheat.
We actually
that'll
got
start playing.
Oh,
in the
I
background.
Love that. We have had gifts of wheat and corn, and I think the way they do it is the wheat and corn is held in an account at a silo, And then that account sells and we get the cash. So yes, that has happened, Joe.
It would be really funny if we got just a shipment of wheat to the building.
Now that would not be that funny. Because nobody here knows what to do with wheat.
I bet some people have a
When's the last time you saw a farmer
milled.
In this town?
Nine
lines open now, five on. So that's beautiful. The lines are starting to fill up. We really are in need of your help. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com online or text Catholic to 24365. So if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, one of the options is give from your Venmo account.
Yes.
Oh,
I think there's a PayPal option.
I like it.
Really, we're not leaving. Like we're not leaving too many excuses. If
no,
you
no, any way you want to, if you'd like to come to the building, you can come and just hand us money.
If you got like nice rings on your finger, you can drop them in the mail. Send them in. We'll pawn them for you.
Wow. Joe, why should people give?
Because you're reaching people who in many cases cannot be reached another way. We talk about this sometimes, you know, people who are in prison, people who maybe they can't get Catholic books because their children at home and their parents don't want them to know more about the Catholic Church. Or I've talked to people who listen to Catholic radio because they're currently Protestant clergy and they're starting to explore these uncomfortable questions and they don't want to get a book that shows up to the rectory that says Catholic Answers on it, but they'll tune into the show. And so it's good conversation. It allows us in this very human way to connect. You know, there's a beautiful expression from St. John Henry Newman, cor ad cor loquitur, heart speaks to heart. That there's something about this encounter where you get to hear people just lay out the most intimate struggles that they may have, these moments on their journey, and this reaches us in this deeply human way, and it's incredibly transformative, and God graces these kind of moments. So this is a wonderful way to get to share that. If you say, like, I wish I could do more to help evangelize, this is a very easy, concrete way. And here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there with ideas that they think might work, and God bless them for it. I'm not going to knock any of those. And some of them may be amazingly effective. Some of them may not be. We know this works. It's worked for years and years. We're seeing the spiritual fruit of it. I just talked with people again today that said, like, I can attest to the effect that this is having in terms of an uptick in people coming into the church. And people come in for whatever reason they want because the Holy Spirit is the one who's at work there. But we do what we can to aid that. And we're seeing that good spiritual fruit. So we invite you to be part of it.
888-291-8000. The lines have moved, but we have not filled them up. Six lines open right now. We can fill those. And I think we'll let Joe go back to the phones. If you'll keep calling, I think we'll let Joe go back to doing what he's here for, which is to answer people's questions about the faith. Let me reset for you real quick, and then I'll take a call. 888-291-8000. We've still got thousands of dollars in match money, so whatever your gift is, we can match it. It'll be double matched if you can make a one-time gift of $500. It'll also be double matched if you can start a new pledge, a monthly pledge of $20 a month or more. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. And six lines open, you can call 888-291-8000. I'm going to Father Scott now in Green Bay, Wisconsin, watching on YouTube. Father, thank you so much for waiting. Thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Well, thank you for having me. First off, I want to say kudos to Edgar for the fact that I got zero special treatment for being a priest and a former classmate of Joe. Or I was
hey, Father.
Good for Edgar. No special treatment. I had to wait, and I did.
Well, that might have been my mistake, Father. I might have blown that.
Nope. Well, then either way, you made the right call.
Okay.
That's the right move. But what I want to say, first and foremost, is just a thank you to all of you. Joe, you know me. Si, and please bear with me on this. Joe, as much as I appreciate your puns, Si, I'm entirely on your side.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, that's a priest. That's clergy, Joe. I've got clergy on my side on this.
So, can I make a plug at the end? Just not for me, for you.
Of course, yes.
Yes. Okay.
But before that, so I tuned into this. I listen to you guys all the time, everyone on Catholic Answers. It's. I also listen to it when I work out, which is probably why I'm not particularly jacked. but I saw the title Defending the Papacy and missed the AMA, so I came up with a question regarding the papacy. But that's just my own lack of attention to detail. So, Joe, I looked it up on ChatGPT to see if you had already spoken on this, but there's the question in John 21 where Jesus asks Peter, do you love me more than these? And according to ChatGPT, you subscribe to the idea that Jesus is asking Peter whether he loves him more than the other disciples do. And I tend towards, and you're a far better linguist than I am. I do remember that. I'm a canonist. I don't, you know, I just got to be able to mess around in Latin. But if I'm looking at Luke 14 and the idea that, you know, if you don't hate father, mother, sister, brother, hate being loved less than, I tend more to subscribe towards the idea that he's asking him, do you love me more than you love these other disciples? But then I heard a third option recently, which was that he was asking him if he loves him more than the fish that are present, his former occupation. So I just want to get your take of those three. Which do you subscribe to, and why? Are there some nuances in the original text that I'm unaware of, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to give a two-part answer if I can squeeze it in, because it's a great question. When he says, do you love me more than these? In 2004, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger argued that this points to the papal call to preside in charity. So one of the early things that we see ascribed to the Church of Rome, this is by St. Ignatius in 107, is that this is the church that presides over agape, over love. And that there is this sign that in the Christian order, the higher you're called in the church, the more you're called to lay down your life. And you see that laid out very explicitly in Luke 22, top of the hour, we talked about that. But this means that if Simon is being called to the heights of the church, he's also being called to the heights of love. And so he's called to love even more than the others do. And so in the words of Ratzinger, presiding in charity means first and foremost to preside in the love of Christ. Let us remember at this point the fact that the definitive conferral of the primacy upon Peter after the resurrection is linked to the question the Lord repeated three times, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And so that's the first indication. But there's another one that Pope Leo actually pointed to, that the more than these is also a reference to the kind of love. And so here's where the linguistics comes in. As Pope Leo points out, when Jesus addressed Peter, the gospel uses the Greek verb agape, which refers to the love that God has for us, to the offering of himself without reserve and without calculation, whereas the verb used in Peter's response describes the love of friendship that we have for one another. So read in that light, do you love me more than these? He's referring to the love of the Father. Like, they can love in a fraternal way. You are called to love with this divine love. You're called to love in a higher way than just this ordinary love. Now, all of us are called to this higher love. But there is a special sense in which to whom much is given, much will be expected, Luke 12, 48. And so Peter does seem to be asked if he will give God this highest and greatest kind of expression of love. And the very last point, in Luke 22, at the Last Supper, Peter is bombastic. He is warned that he's going to fail, and he assures Jesus that he's not going to fail, which is a great indication that he is, in fact, going to fail. In contrast, here, Peter's not bombastic. He's humble. He recognizes his own limitations profoundly. He's being called into this kind of divine love that is difficult to do and that he's actually incapable of doing unaided by divine grace. And so I think we see in Peter's response a perfect humility. Having been humbled by the threefold denial, he now realizes the limits of his love for God. And precisely for that reason, he's able to be transformed in this way where he can love more even than the others do.
Father Scott, I'm sorry, but the music's going to play here. I hope you'll call back when Joe is on again, and we'll because I know you had more to say, but I got to let people know we're down to $10,000 to raise. got people will stay here answering the phone, but we're just going to be with you for another minute, and then they'll stay answering the phone as long as you'll call. Under $10,000 to raise now, 888-291-8000. Christine Venditti, Director of Development here at Catholic Answers, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me, Si, and thank you all so much for your generosity. And please, if you haven't called yet, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000.
And Joe Heschmeyer, thank you for two great hours. Loved those hours.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
I want to talk about that shirt sometime, but we'll do that another time, because I got to just say this on the way out. We will stay and answer the phones as long as you will keep calling. There are 11 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. You thrill them when you call. The people love picking up the phone and talking with you. Take your time or tell them you're in a hurry. Either way, 888-291-8000. Ask about the matches. Ask about the thank you gifts. But do call. We've got about 9,500 left to raise. 888-291-8000.